to the very first Largo Public Library podcast. I'm your host, Hannah. A few things before we get into the podcast. The Largo Public Library podcast is a monthly podcast. It is separated into four segments. The first segment is Reader's Advisory. This is where we will tell you about a book and what other books to check out if it sounds interesting. The second segment is Library Tidbits, where we bring you library history or news or fun facts from library programs. The third segment is our Spanish language book review brought to you from Victor Otero, our outreach librarian. And the fourth segment is upcoming library events you should check out. In Reader's Advisory, I will give a long summary and then the title and author of a book. Then I will give you some reasons why a reader would be interested in the title. After that, I will give the titles, authors, and brief summaries of three titles readers may be interested in reading if the main title sounds interesting. All right, let's dig in to Reader's Advisory. L. Burns is a former slave with a passion for justice and an eidetic memory. Trading in her life of freedom in Massachusetts, she returns to the indignity of slavery in the South to spy for the Union Army. Malcolm McCall is a detective for Pinkerton's Secret Service. Subterfuge is his calling, but he's facing his deadliest mission yet, risking his life to infiltrate a rebel enclave in Virginia. Two undercover agents who share a common cause and an undeniable attraction, Malcolm and Elle join forces when they discover a plot that could turn the tide of the war in the Confederacy's favor. Caught in a tightening web of wartime intrigue and fighting a fiery and forbidden love, Malcolm and Elle must make their boldest move to preserve the Union at any cost, even if it means losing each other. Today's Reader's Advisory is Extraordinary Union by Alyssa Cole. This is a historical fiction title taking place in Virginia during the American Civil War. Not just a multicultural romance, this book also contains espionage, covert operations, freed slaves, and a lead heroine with a perfect memory. It is tightly plotted and quick-paced with a compelling writing style and well-developed characters. Readers may also enjoy the following books: Winds of the Storm by Beverly Jenkins. Eager to repay the mysterious woman known only as the Butterfly who saved him from certain death during the Civil War, Archer Levesque is reunited with the beautiful former spy when Zahara Lafayette undertakes one final mission: to pose as a New Orleans madam to gather information that will protect the South's new freedmen. Or possibly, Daughters of a Nation, a black suffragette historical romance anthology. The fight for suffrage was long, hard, and carried out on many fronts. In Daughters of a Nation, a black suffragette historical romance anthology, Kiana Alexander, Alyssa Cole, Lena Hart, and Piper Hughley bring you four novellas full of spirit, hope, and most importantly, love. Or maybe, The Secrets of Mary Bowser by Lois Levine. Based on the true story of Mary Bowser, a freed slave who returns to Virginia to spy on the Confederates, The Secrets of Mary Bowser is the powerful story of a woman who must sacrifice her freedom to truly achieve it. Reader's Advisory bonus segment, my personal favorite Goodreads list Extraordinary Union is on, is Fighting Racism with Romance Novels. Happy reading, y'all. Up next, we have a library tidbit. This month's library tidbit was dug up by Mitzi from the archives. Around the 1990s, the old library facility was beginning to fail to meet the needs of our community. Most notably, and those of you who dealt with it will remember, that awkward parking lot entrance. While discussing how best to handle that fix, it was decided, with the help of the Penny for Pinellas sales tax and donations, to build a bigger, better library building, the building we are currently using. You can see who some of those donors are on the Greater Largo Library Foundation Building Campaign Contributors plaque wall in the lobby. The building opened in 2005, and we certainly hope you know it well. If you feel you could use a refresher, contact us about going on one of our library tours. One of the fundraising endeavors by the Greater Largo Library Foundation was the Tower Party back in 2004. While the party was officially titled the Tower Party, it became better known as the Slab Party. Those of you who remember it may remember it better by that name. The Tower Party alone raised over $123,000 toward the new library. As well as entertainment, refreshments, fun, and speakers, at the Tower Party, guests use markers to add their signature to a metal slab. That slab was hoisted by Biltmore Construction to the top of our 68-foot entry tower and installed as part of the library roof. This was one of the small ways we invited members of the community to become part of the physical library. Thanks, Mitzi, for taking us back in time in today's Library Tidbit. And now it's time for Book Traveler with Victor Otero.
Bienvenidos a la primera edición de Viajero de Libros. Mi nombre es Víctor y soy bibliotecario de compromiso con la comunidad aquí en la Biblioteca Pública de Largo. En este segmento les voy a hablar sobre un libro que tenemos en la colección en español, pero no se preocupen que no les voy a dar ninguna información que anticipe la trama de la historia. El libro de este mes es Aristóteles y Dante descubren los secretos del universo por Benjamin Alire Sáenz. Para comenzar, les voy a dar una pequeña sinopsis del libro. Como pueden imaginar, el libro gira alrededor de Aristóteles y Dante. Pero estos no son el filósofo griego ni el poeta italiano. Estos son dos adolescentes en El Paso, Texas, en el 1987. Aristóteles es introvertido y tímido, mientras que Dante es transparente y expresivo. Por motivos que parecen escapar toda razón, estos dos chicos de 17 años se encuentran y construyen una amistad entrañable que les permitirá redefinir el mundo del uno al otro y aprender a creer en ellos mismos para descubrir los secretos del universo. El autor explora la lealtad y la confianza entre dos jóvenes que están aprendiendo a ser adultos en un escenario fronterizo tanto mexicano como estadounidense. Juntos deberán crecer al mismo tiempo en que se adaptan a una sociedad que también está en búsqueda de una identidad. En cuanto recibí este libro, lo comencé a leer, ya que lo había oído hablar por todos lados y quería saber a qué se debía toda esta fama. El libro nos narra la historia de un chico llamado Aristóteles, el cual es un poco apático en algunas cosas y es algo antisocial, aunque también es un chico muy sensible. Él quería aprender a nadar, por lo que asiste a una piscina, y ahí es cuando conoce a Dante, que es una persona muy agradable, divertida y con el cual siente una seguridad y tranquilidad que nunca había sentido con nadie. A partir de ese momento, Aristóteles y Dante se vuelven inseparables. Se presentan unas situaciones algo fuertes y es ahí cuando veremos cómo Aristóteles se descubre a sí mismo y con ello descubriendo los secretos del universo. Siendo franco, no me imaginaba el tremendo final de este libro. Y no voy a entrar en mucho detalle, pero una vez lo terminas, te quedas con satisfacción muy grande y una sonrisa en el rostro. El libro demuestra lo valioso que es tener un buen amigo, que el estar bien con tu familia te da la fuerza para afrontar ciertas cosas, que una mascota puede traerte infinidad de alegría y que las pequeñas cosas son las que realmente valen la pena. En fin, les recomiendo el libro, que se animen a leerlo, ya que es uno de esos libros que con el paso del tiempo uno lo va a seguir llevando en el corazón. Es todo por hoy. Nos vemos en la próxima edición de Viajero de Libros. Hasta luego.
Thanks, Victor, for that awesome book review. For everyone who feels like they may have missed something, don't worry, an English transcript will be available in the show notes. Before I sign off, here are some, but not all, upcoming library events to keep track of. On May 2nd, transition to middle school and high school for ESOL families in Jenkins Room A at 6 p.m. On May 7th, Brick Street Farms Container Gardening for the 21st Century in Jenkins Room C at 6:30 p.m. On May 14th, All About Bees in Jenkins Room C at 6 p.m. On May 16th, Ukulele Workshop Advanced to Beginners in Jenkins Room A at 6:30 p.m. On May 21st, Issues That Matter, Small Great Things Book Discussion in Jenkins Room C at 6 p.m. On May 30th, Incredible May in the Children's Program Room at 1 p.m. For additional programs and more, pick up a Largo Public Library magazine inside. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We hope to talk to you again soon.